We're going to head out a little west. Jenny Carlson is a columnist with the Oklahoman. We've asked her to come on and talk about one of the big games of the weekend in college football. The number one ranked, according to the BCS, Oklahoma Sooners against the Missouri Tigers in Columbia Saturday night. Jenny, appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
Sure, no problem.
If you had asked the question, let's say last Thursday, to the Oklahoma coaching staff, did they think they would show up number one in the BCS?
I don't think so. I think that there was a pretty widely held belief that they'd be somewhere in the top five. I think that that was pretty much expected, and especially after Ohio State's loss. But popping up at number one, I'm not sure anybody really foresaw that. But I think their strength of schedule in their non-conference was the thing. And the computers, you know, they've had some games against some teams that have played well, and I think that's helped them, but I don't think anybody expected it would help them quite that much in this first go-around with the standings.
Well, now, think of the irony. Not that it's going to happen, who knows, but how wild would it be if the national title came down to Oklahoma and Boise State?
It'd be fantastic is all it would be. I mean, there are definitely some matchups that could happen along the way that would just be great. I mean, that would be obviously a rematch of that fantastic Fiesta Bowl of a couple of years ago. And Oregon and Oklahoma have some history. They've played a bunch in the last 5 years, including a game in Eugene that I think still angers a lot of Sooners fans. There was an onside kick that was recovered by Oklahoma but was given to Oregon, and Oregon won that game, and still rankles a lot of people. So there are definitely some matchups of teams that could happen, and I think, you know, I'd be surprised if Oklahoma gets there. I just think that there's a lot that has to fall their way. But if they do, there's a chance that they could have some really fun matchups in that game.
Gut feeling, is it Missouri that kind of knocks them off this pedestal? I know Missouri's good enough.
Yeah, I think definitely Missouri is a better team now than they probably have been in a lot of years. Honestly, they don't have as high-powered an offense as they had several years ago. Chase Daniel and Jeremy Maclin and those guys were definitely a go-get-em offense, could rack up a lot of points. But the thing that's changed with Missouri is their defense. Their defense is so much better, and I think that you have to have a better defense than they had a couple years ago if you really want to compete. I'm not sold yet on Missouri, in large part because I'm not sold on Texas A&M. A lot of people were very impressed by that win, and no doubt going to College Station and winning as convincingly as Missouri did, it is impressive. But I just haven't been a believer in Texas A&M all year, even in the preseason when everybody thought, hey, this could be a team that jumps up there and makes a push to be a Big 12 champion. I didn't think they were there yet. So if that's your signature win, I'm not ready to sort of jump out there and say you're all that. But I will say that this Missouri team is going to present a challenge. They're going to be fired up, obviously, at home. It's going to be a great game. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Jenny, you've given me the perfect segue into this. I saw a little bit of Missouri trouncing Texas A&M. And, you know, given the fact that it was in College Station, the trouncing part was a real surprise to me. Is Mike Sherman in some trouble down there?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a warming of his seat, no doubt about that. You know, I think coming into a year when you've got a team that's got the preseason Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year and the preseason Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year, you know, and a team that I think a lot of people were feeling like was on the rise, I don't think a lot of people in College Station thought that they would be where they are right now. But, you know, I don't think their offense is as good as, you know, as a lot of people thought it might be. I think their defense is going to improve. They've got a new defensive coordinator in Tim DeRuiter, a guy that I think is going to get their defense headed in the right direction. But, you know, look at some of the scores that they gave up last year, and you see he's got a huge hill to climb. I mean, they gave up 50 and 60 points on a fairly regular basis a year ago. So they definitely have to improve defensively. They're headed that way. I just don't know how long people are going to wait at Texas A&M. You know, I don't know if it's Mike Sherman firing this year if they don't improve. But, you know, if they don't improve a bunch and they get, you know, off to a slow start next year, you might see a change come next year. The trigger might be pretty quick with him.
Jenny, I can remember the first week of the season, or actually the second week, going into the Florida State matchup with the Sooners. The big concern was, what's wrong with the defense? They had given up a lot of yards the week before. How have they corrected that? And looking forward, is the defense the number one concern as far as trying to stay in this BCS mix?
You know, I think that that first week was a little bit of a a ruse, if you will. I mean, I think they held back some things for that Florida State game, and definitely did not have everything in effect against Utah State. But clearly, their defense was not where it needed to be. Had some guys injured on the defensive line, and so I think getting some guys, especially in the interior, of that defensive lineback, Adrian Taylor is playing again, defensive tackle that broke his leg, really ugly break in the summer of last year. In fact, if you were watching that, CBS did not re-show the injury. It was so gruesome. And he was gone that first week, did not play, was not ready to play. He's back, and that's really helped to fortify their line. And I think their secondary has maybe had a few come-to-Jesus speeches, if you will, after that first week, because they had guys in their defensive secondary who were in position to make plays and didn't make them. And that's really want to. That's really, tenacity and things that, you know, you have to do. I mean, if you're there, you have to make plays, and they didn't. And now you're seeing more of that from their secondary. So I think that they've seen some things get solidified. You know, are they a finished product? Definitely not. But, I think their offense is definitely clicking along at a rate that they like. I think if their defense can be solid, I think that they can win a bunch more games this year.
Had Texas not derailed Nebraska last week, the hype for the Nebraska-Oklahoma State game might be quite a bit more than it is right now. But Oklahoma State is emerging here. All of a sudden, they've put together a very good first half of the season. What's their prognosis?
Yeah, you know, they definitely have shown and done a lot more than I think a lot of people nationally thought they would do. I mean, I think a lot of preseason publications and prognostications are based a lot on what you know. And there were a lot of unknowns about this Oklahoma State team. New offense with Dana Holgorsen coming from University of Houston, new quarterback in Brandon Whedon. And, a defense that lost a bunch of guys last year. And I think that people just didn't know how this Oklahoma State team would come together. And they really, really come together, offensively especially, and had some guys emerge that, you know, were relative unknowns. Justin Blackman leading the country in receiving yards and touchdown catches so far. And, you know, he was just a guy a year ago. And he's really come on. So the fact that they're undefeated right now, I don't think a lot of people had them undefeated at this point, especially with, games in their rearview mirror against Texas A&M and at Texas Tech. And Lubbock's always a tough place to play. But here they are undefeated. It's been a great run so far. And I think they've got a great shot to beat Nebraska on Saturday. I think that's going to be another game that's going to be really fun to watch.
Well, let's put you on the spot before we let you go. Who wins Missouri and Oklahoma?
I like Oklahoma to win. I think that they historically have Missouri's number. They have not lost to Missouri in a really, really, really long time. I like their chances to go to Columbia and win by double digits. I'll go by double digits. That's how much I believe in that.
Wow. Okay, and Oklahoma State, Nebraska.
Yeah, this is a little bit closer game in my mind. But I have to say that after last week, the fact that Nebraska, they had quarterback troubles, I think there's some uncertainty there. Obviously, Taylor Martinez comes back, but, where's his head? Where's his, focus this week? I think that's going to be really interesting on the road in a hostile environment. I think Oklahoma State in that high-powered offense is going to give Nebraska a little bit of trouble. I like Oklahoma State in that one, too.
We'll see if you're right. Appreciate you taking the time to do this.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Jenny, thank you.